Part 17. About the end of the interview. Recording 3.
Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity, Mr. Brian.
You're welcome. We'll let you know the result as soon as possible.
Thank you. I look forward to hearing from you.
Let's keep in touch.
Do I need to have a second interview?
We'll notify you if necessary.
Okay. I hope to see you again. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Can I have you?
I'm calling about your ad for a waiter. Is the position still vacant?
Yes. May I know your name?
Yes, my name is Brian.
Can you spell it for me?
B-R-I-A-N. Brian.
Thank you. Could you come for an interview?
Sure. What time will be suitable?
What about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon?
That's fine.
When you come, ask for Mr. White, the personnel manager.
Yes, I see. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Next day, Brian knocks at the door.
Come in, please.
I'm Brian. I've come for an interview as arranged.
Oh, I see. I'm Miss White, personnel manager. Take a seat, please.
Glad to meet you, Miss White.
Mr. Brian, have you any experience in restaurant service?
Yes, since I graduated from the vocational school, I've been working in fast food restaurants as a waiter.
For how long?
2 years.
Our restaurant receives a lot of foreign customers. Can you serve them in English?
That's the reason why I have applied for this job. Now I'm studying hotel English in an evening course, and I'm quite familiar with the Western courtesy and restaurant etiquette. I'm sure my public relations skills will leave a strong impression on your customers.
You must know our working hours are very long and overtime work is frequent.
I don't mind that.
I think I'll give you a 3-month trial. The salary for this period is $800 a month. No bonus. After that period, if we both feel satisfied, a formal contract will be signed.
When am I to start work?
Next Monday, bring your resume and vocational school diploma with you.
Yes, I will. Thank you, Miss White. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Recording 4.
What would you like to be earning 2 years from now?
Answer A. I am hoping that I will be fairly rewarded in the next 2 years. I am determined to make use of my skills and experience, meeting or exceeding your expectations in order to achieve this. I hope you will share your salary information for such performance with me, if you don't mind. Answer B. I actually do not have a financial goal. I expect to be paid above the industry average for the work that I will be doing, as I believe that my work will be above the industry average. More than a financial goal, however, is my goal to have a job where I can grow and enjoy my work.
Which are you better at? Oral skills or writing skills?
Answer A. I would say my oral skills come from the volume of customer interaction that I go through. Therefore, I would say my oral skills may be better than my writing skills. I try to be good at both oral and writing skills. Answer B. I think that I'm very strong at both. As I've grown older, I've learned to think before I speak. This has greatly helped my oral skills. In addition, I've acquired more experience at writing and now understand that good writing is something that appears magically. It is a process that requires hard work.
What type of management style do you think is effective?
Answer A. A working environment where everyone can motivate each other. followed by fair assessment. Answer B. I personally prefer a management style which delegates authority to people and empowers them to excel. Different people, however, work best with different management styles. Some people will do well in such a system, while other people prefer more direct guidance. Working with people from different cultures also adds another variable to this equation, and management styles need to be adjusted in order to meet their cultural needs and expectations.
English for Sharp Interviewees.
Yes, I love to be